podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Before we have our little chat, Jeremy, I want to share with all of you, Emily, you too.
Okay.
No, do you remember the other day we were talking about outlandish dad stories and what the things that dads would make up and tell their kids?
Yes.
Generally things that dads made up about themselves, you know, like when I was your age. Mm-hmm.
My dad had an iron fall on him. Right.
Yes.
In his stomach.
There's that.
Yeah.
Rudy wrote, and she said, my father was from Switzerland. When my brother and I were little, he told us he swam to America.
Shut up.
No, he
gets better. It's actually better than that. He told us he swam to America, and so he could see at night, he had a candle in his butt.
I see him across the ocean.
You see little Rudy just looking up at him.
Oh, in your butt?
Speaking of kids, Jeremy has we keep saying he's 3 and a half, but he's rapidly coming up on his fourth birthday.
He's approaching four here in July.
So he's 4 months away from turning four.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to share something with you and just give you food for thought. And you can tell me just to stuff it if you want.
All right.
Because you usually do anyway.
I do.
You know, last time I saw you out with little Reed, who, by the way, is an adorable kid. You and Nicole have done really well. He's a good kid.
He's all right. He's a good looking boy.
He's a cool kid.
He is adorbs.
And then like 3 times in the space of like 2 minutes, I heard you not call him Reed or son or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You called him Buddy.
Okay, yeah, all right.
You call him that.
Buddy.
Most of the time, right?
Buddy or little
buddy. Hey, buddy, come over here. Hey, buddy, let's go. Come on, buddy, it's time to go. So, mm-hmm. Do you think that's a good idea?
Are you saying it's not a good idea?
Well, I just have a theory in my head, and work with me on that.
Okay,
and if I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
No, really.
Okay.
Because,
all right, buddy, tell me.
Buddy.
All right.
Because I think there is a blurring of the line between being a parent and a friend with your child. And I've always been a strong advocate of you can be friendly to your kids and love them and all that stuff, but you got to be a parent and you can't let the kids think that you're their friend. They've got to know that you're the parent. They have friends. You're the parent. And I see parents all the time calling their kids buddy.
Buddy.
Buddy like that. And I think, are you teaching your kid that there's really no parental discipline there? You're just friends?
He's three.
Huh.
I know, but imagine when he's five. Because he's about four. He's almost four.
He's almost four. I think five is... I get what you're saying. I think five is still within buddy range.
Is it?
I think you'll hit a time where, yeah, you're not going to be there, buddy. Like, maybe teenage years, maybe starting at 10 to 18. You're not really a buddy. That's where they really need the parenting.
But once you've ingrained in them for years, now suddenly you're asking them to switch the way they think of you. Whereas it's like almost like training a puppy. You know, you don't want to let them get to be 5 years old and then not let them pee on the carpet anymore. I'm just wondering about that.
I
wonder if any parenting experts have thoughts on that.
I don't know. Like, I kind of appreciate if you're kind of. I mean, if you're using the word friend, like a friend with your child. I think they're more able then to come and talk to you about things and they can relate. I mean, you can relate to them a little bit more and what's going on. And
I see that.
But
argument.
Again, I mean, he's three right now, so he is my little buddy. I mean, we go to Gunther Tootie's and eat mac and cheese. We're not.
But
watching,
imagine when he's six. Are you still going to call him buddy?
Probably.
Yeah, okay. They're friends. I mean, really, like, Reed is mini-me as far as Jeremy's concerned.
Sure, yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with a close father-son bond. I think that's great.
Right. Jeremy spends more time with him than he does with his real
friends.
But
does it plant a seed that you are not an authority figure?
No, because he knows authority.
Does
he? Knows. He knows discipline and
so I'm way off base with this.
Kind of.
You say, buddy, that is not a good thing to do.
Little buddy, yeah. But I kind of see what you're saying. Like, I think we are in buddy zone, and then you hit a middle stage where you're not in friend zone. But yet when you get older, like, I think maybe you and your son, isn't there like a friendship feeling there?
Oh, my God. Very close. But I never called him. I never treated him that way when he was a little kid. And we have the closest relationship that a father-son can have.
Mm-hmm. What did you call him?
I called him either Dominic, or I would have, cute, endearing names for him. But it was never a... you're just my friend kind of thing.
I don't think, Jeremy, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think when you call Reed buddy that you, in your head, are saying, hello, little friend, hello, little companion. I think it's just, like, I call my dogs buddy because it just comes out.
I know.
Like, hey, buddy, what's going on?
Like I said, I could be wrong on this, but I think it might be one, just one of the elements of the issue with parenting, and that kids don't
respect.
Next
thing you know, he's stealing cars.
Yes, the kids don't respect their parents as authority figures because they're just friends. You know, a lot of parents really just want to be just friends with the kid. They don't want to be parents.
Yeah, and that's too much. I totally, you know, disagree with that parenting style. All but right. I think if there was a little more friendship between parents and kids, there would be less of that car stealing, too.
Mm. I stole it for you, Dad.
Talking to Jeremy about calling his son Buddy all the time, I was like, there. And I believe me, I know that people will mischaracterize what I'm saying, that you can't be friendly to your kids. Yeah, but I think you want your kids to know you're a parent, not a pal. You can be friends once they graduate from high school. Then you can be best buddies. Otherwise,
he's three, Dom. He's three.
He'll be six.
He's three right now.
He'll be
though.
Nine. Hey, Shannon.
Hello. Good morning.
Am I crazy?
Well, I think maybe a little bit. Right. I am a stay-at-home mom of four kids. My oldest is six. So I have a 6-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old. And I still, I mean, I call my 6-year-old Buddy, and my husband does the same. And I mean, I can't say that like I'm his best friend. Of course I'm not. I'm his mom first and foremost, but I still treat him, like I would treat like a friend, you know, like we go and do fun stuff together. And, I'm definitely, he gets disciplined, but, I still think for right now, he's just little. So we're friends. And I mean, as he gets older, probably in the next couple of years, it'll change because he will be in a different spot in his life. And I mean, we probably won't be best friends anymore. He probably won't like me anymore. But for right now,
you'll be on a
first name
basis then.
Cooties.
First and middle name basis.
Well, Shannon, bless your heart. Thanks for being on the show. Have
Thank
a great
you
weekend.
So much. You as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Shannon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Does Reed have any like other friends? Does he have like play dates with like consistent kids? Does he have
He's got like school friends and things like that, okay. Which we call his friends. Okay, he's three. Okay.
Hello, William.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. What's on your mind?
I have three kids, 2018 and 13. Two sons, and the Buddy thing stopped when they were about 7 or 8 when they started doing the soccer, basketball, and they got a new definition of Buddy. Their buddies were their teammates. And the people that they hang out with didn't know.
Jeremy,
prepare yourself to be unbuddied. By
oh, man, I don't want to be unbuddied. What do you call them now, then? What did you start calling them at 7, then? First name?
Their first name, James and William.
Yeah. Well, they just get a little more mature, I think. Buddy is totally like a little kid thing.
William, have a great day.
Sure.
Thanks for being on the show. Here comes Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, good morning. It's actually Cassie.
Cassie.
Yes.
Gotcha. What's on your mind?
My mom and I were best of friends all growing up, as far back as I can remember. When I went to go do something with my friends, she would join us. Everything. She did everything with me. And I am a normal person. I didn't steal cars. I didn't do anything. I never did drugs. I never did any of that.
Well, I will say this. I am happy for your relationship with your mother. Did you hear me say that?
Yes.
I don't think going out with all your friends and you said every time bringing your mother along, I don't put that under the category of normal.
No.
I think that's not normal behavior for in any member of the animal kingdom. And I think for human beings, the same. You have to become social creatures. And if you bring your mother along all the time, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying it's not normal.
What did your friends say about that? Did they ever say anything when you did that?
No, they like to have her along. They still talk to her and call her mom to this day.
I'm happy for you, Cassie. Thank you for calling and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Am I wrong there?
That's they not, might have talked about her after she left.
That's not normal.
You could go
that's
to prom with Reed. You know,
no, see, this is that's see, weird now.
Is that what you're going to do?
No, sit in the back seat.
He's your buddy.
Yeah,
I'll sit in the front while he makes out in the back with his girlfriend.
Way to go, buddy.
Way to go, buddy. Roll the window down in here. Woo.
Hey, good morning, Sarah.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
We're all well. We're just having a friendly disagreement. What do you think?
I think that, you know, using the word buddy or not using the buddy, it's more of a concept in how you're parenting overall. So, like, I've got a 13-year-old. I mean, I have three kids, but my 13-year-old is still my buddy. He still is, but he is an amazing kid with an amazing heart. So I think where I see a lot of parents kind of get off track with the whole parenting and discipline meaning teaching of your kids is that you have to look at everything that's going on with them. Is this going to be something that's going to help them be a productive adult in life? Like, you not letting them flat on those things. Like, you can't throw a fit at work. You can't just not show up. You need to work quickly, and you need to have, you know, efficiency, and you have to be compassionate and be a good member of society. So it's all relative to what's kind of happening in the whole big picture.
I mean, can't you be a friend and still understand discipline, Dom?
As long as you know that delineation, as long as you recognize, like, okay, my kid's starting to lie, that's not going to be good for them, or they're starting to hit, or they're starting to do this or that. You have to deal with that stuff right away. And then because you're dealing with that and you're working together as a team in that family, then the buddy thing gets to still remain. But sometimes, no.
Listen, we're going to run out of time. I think that's a great call. Mm-hmm. Sarah, thank you for your thoughts, and I hope you have a fun weekend.
Yeah, you guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
Bye. All right, appreciate it. Do we have time for one more? I think we do. Colleen, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, I agree with you, Dom. I might be the only caller out there that does, but I completely agree with you. I think the whole parent and friend thing is a joke. I think you can be a parent and love your child to death, but you are not the friend. There's peers to take on that role. As a parent, you're the parent. You are the guiding force in their lives while they're there with you in the home, and you're trying to teach them by calling them friend or buddy or, you know, doing all of these activities, meaning, you know, you're along with them for the ride. You are putting them on the equal playing field with yourself. You're treating them as an equal. And then that just cascades into entitlement issues. Nobody's spoken of entitlement. It has nothing to do with discipline. Then we're raising this generation to feel like I'm equal with everybody around me. And I'm not talking equal rights, but I'm just talking, you know, as a youth, they deserve and expect everything that an adult.
Well, I don't want to get too far off down that path, sure, but I appreciate your thoughts on that.
Mm-hmm. And that's powerful thoughts there.
And I do, and I appreciate you being a great parent. So thank you for taking the time, and have a fun weekend, okay?
You bet. Enjoy Reed.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
Have your buddy pay the mortgage.
Yeah, right. That's a good point, Emily. Get a job, buddy. You mooch.
Thanks for your call here at Mix 100.3.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.